Welcome to this week's edition of One on One with the artist, sculptor, painter, musician and actor Jaroslav Rona. In the 1980s, he was one of the founders of the art group Tvrdohlavy, or The Stubborn. But today he is perhaps best known as the author of the Franz Kafka monument in Prague's Old Town. Mr. Rona, why did you decide to base the highly acclaimed Kafka memorial on his short story description of a struggle?
This idea came to me when I started to think about this monument. I was thinking about this object for months, and during this time I studied a lot of materials around Kafka's life and his own works, but it was very difficult to find something the most important for this object, but I have got something like a message, and it was during the reading of this novel description of one struggle. In this moment, I found that I must create two bodies, and I was looking for some little bit comic situation, and this comic situation came from this novel, because there is a figure who has on the shoulder other man.
I read some reviews of the work, and they point out that in the end the meaning of the monument is positive or optimistic, because the figure of Franz Kafka sitting on the shoulders of another man is actually in charge, and with his right hand is directing the direction. Isn't this in contrast to some of your other pieces that are usually described as pessimistic or dark?
I don't think that it's such optimistic, because the figure, it's a little bit terrible. It's a monster. On one side, this figure could imagine something optimistic, but on the other side, it's a power which could be evil. You know, and you don't know exactly in which situation is Franz Kafka there.
The Prague Memorial was not your first work relating to Franz Kafka. In 1994, you were the art designer of the Czech film America, based on his novel. Where did you seek inspiration for this work?
It was, for me, very, very nice work, because Kafka never been in United States, in America. And that's why I could think about his imagine about New York. And I had this idea, this platform, to imagine somebody who spent his life in Prague. But his imagine is that New York is something like Prague, but higher. You know, and that's why I made something like Prague and Vienna palaces, but really in big high or size. And I think that I found some very special dreaming imagination there.
Unlike Franz Kafka, you actually went to America in the 1980s twice. You took part in the Pilchuck Glass School, which is located near Seattle. What did you think of America coming from a communist country at the time?
It was for me like dream, because before I couldn't imagine come any time in my life to America. And my professor Libensky, he took me with him like assistant to Pilchuck School. And when I came to America, it was for me like a fulfill of the dream. And the most important for me was atmosphere and big proportions everywhere. And when I was in a free countryside, the biggest experience was for me that horizon was down, you know, and we are not used to on this kind of horizon in Europe. That it was for me the biggest surprise.
Did you ever think of staying there?
Yeah, I was thinking to stay there, and I have got some offers from some friends, American friends, to stay there. And I have got one offer from one very good gallery in New York for cooperation. But I had a family here, and it wasn't such big press to me here in a totalistic state. And that's why I'm very, very big, very strong patriot, and I love Prague. And the same way like Kafka, I couldn't spend long time away from Prague, you know.
In 1987, you were one of the founders of the art group Stubborn, which became one of the most significant associations of Prague artists of your generation. What did you have in common with some of the other figures of that time?
I think the common was that we were same generation, we knew each other, and we had the same relationship to totalistic government, and we wanted with our art to protest against situation and against situation in art, in art society in Prague.
There's a Czech film by Jan Hřebej called Pupendo, and it is set in 1980s Prague. It features a sculptor who is discriminated against by the regime. What did you think of the way it shows life of an artist on the edge of the society at that time?
This message of this film is a little bit moved because the situation was a little bit different. In these times, it was exactly divided on the two societies. One society for regime and one against regime. This underground was something like soft and something like hard, but really two groups. And this figure in this movie was a little bit between these two positions, and it wasn't much realistic.
You have created a number of statues and memorials for public spaces in Prague and elsewhere. What do you think of the quality of contemporary Czech public sculpture?
This quality of contemporary Czech sculptures is not worse than West Europe, but in average. But that's true that we haven't these top pieces. But I think that it needs some maybe 20 years, and these people who are working in the public space will find the courage, make the bigger pieces and more strong. But what is very important are money for this. If you are working in the public space, you need really big support from the town money and from these official structures. And these official structures are not such sophisticated for such help.
Czech audiences as well as visitors to Prague have a chance to see your work at the Robert Gutmann Gallery in Prague until the 10th of May. What kind of exhibition is it? What do you exhibit there?
This is a smaller collection, but I think it's choice from my latest works. There is 14 paintings, bigger paintings, and 3 sculptures, and about 20 drawings. And this is collection from my period, something like lost towns or lost civilization. You know, it's a very very special collection, and I would like if visitors could come there. Now I'm working on many things, but I prepare unveiling of a big statue in Bratislava, big bronze piece near the Dunaj River. And I will have an exhibition next year in May in a Czech Culture Center in New York, and here in Prague in December, exhibition of paintings.